WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Madeleine Peyrou was born in Georgia, but grew up mostly in France, where she sang on the streets of Paris and sang old jazz and blues tunes with a traveling band. When her debut album was released in 1996, the young singer was often compared to Billie Holiday. The much-belated sequel is now out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the resemblance is even stronger now that Peru's voice has matured.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. To the end of love.
It's spooky how much Madeleine Peyrou can sound like middle period Billie Holiday. We don't say she's Holiday's equal, or people will listen to her in 60 years. But where other singers imitate Holiday's mannerisms and ways of paraphrasing a melody as a stunt, Peyrou lives in that style. She sounds inspired by the natural resemblance between her heavy-lidded timbre and Holiday's.
Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Madeleine Peyrou sings two lesser-known Billie Holiday vehicles on her new CD, Careless Love. But she makes her mark on more contemporary songs, like that Leonard Cohen tune. Her version of Bob Dylan's You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go makes you wonder what material Holiday might have recorded if she'd lived beyond age 44. She'd only been 59 when Dylan wrote it.
You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing. Staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. And Ashtabula. Gonna have to leave me now, I know. I'll see you in the skies above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
That's good enough to make you forget, if not forgive, the Starland Vocal Band's version. Madeleine Peyrou's new album has problems, but they have nothing to do with her singing. Four tunes were written before 1931, and there's a faintly cute, archaic quality to some arrangements. The shuffle beats and mildly fancy chords that sound jazzy to folkies and popsters may just sound corny to jazz folk. Even with the fine jazz organist Larry Goldings and all-purpose session guitarist Dean Parks on board, the band can come off like kids trying on grandparents' clothes in the attic. The style might work if the fit was better. Lonesome Road, from the 1929 movie of Showboat. Madeleine Peyrou's Careless Love includes one tune she wrote with her friend Jesse Harris, who gave a big hit to Nora Jones. We'll sidestep that comparison, except to note that Peyrou, a guitar strummer who records for the Roots label Rounder, sounds jazzier than Jones, who's on a jazz label. Madeleine Peyrou's singing works for me because the more I listen, the more she sounds like herself. She makes something authentically hers out of something borrowed. But even if she just reminds you of what you love about another singer, what's the harm in that?